COVID-19 booster shots will be widely available by the end of September for more than 155,000 Americans who have been fully vaccinated with the two-shot regimen. So that would be either Moderna or Pfizer. Well, to answer questions on this, we're joined by Austin-based Dr. Suneet Singh. He's medical director at CareHive and an ER physician. And I'd like to start with this, Dr. Singh. In calling for the third shot, the Biden administration is taking some heat. So what's your thought on Americans getting third doses before other countries get their first?
John, I love your question. You know, the World Health Organization did come out and say that their preference is for people to receive the first and second doses before people move on to the third dose. With that said, the vaccine has been delivered to different countries and from their different areas of distribution. And so the Biden administration says that we have over 100,000 of the vaccine stockpiled, and that people moving on to the third dose does not prevent people from getting the first and second dose. They say that there are plenty available. We are still seeing that in our community. We're seeing that people still have access to it. So from a morality standpoint, if we have access, I would much rather people continue to get the vaccine, even if it's their third dose, because the last thing we want is to have a large number stockpiled and then expire. I think at the end of the day, that would be a bigger tragedy than to just hold on trying to give people just their first dose.
Understood. Now, let's get rid of some mixed messaging here, because obviously the first thought was, all right, immunocompromised, we need to get them the third dose. But it sounds like the third dose is kind of recommended for pretty much everybody.
Yeah, you know, what we're seeing is there definitely has been what we call waxing immunity. And that is where the initial doses are starting to lose effect. That's not to say that they're not efficacious at all, but they are losing effect. Just like when we first started administering the vaccine, it does make sense to give it to your highest risk population first. So as you say, people who are immunosuppressed, and we started with saying that if you've had a solid organ transplant, then you should be first at the list. From there, there are other high risk categories, such as people over 65, people with kidney disease, people with diabetes, high blood pressure. The list goes on. But with that said, that's not to say that everybody else doesn't have this waxing immunity. And if we have the ability to provide the third dose, the booster dose, to the general population, well, then that's why, at the end of the day, it is important that everybody receive that third dose if they have the opportunity to.
The science is saying 8 months is the sweet spot. Is there harm if you have the availability to get it earlier than that? Just say, you know, you're in a physician's office and it's offered to you. What's your thought on that?
My first thought would be, I would hope it's not offered before the 8 month mark. And the reason why is that is what the research is built around. And I do think that the medical community tries to be a good, responsible, data-driven profession. And so even if you have the opportunity to receive it before the 8 month mark, that's not where it was studied. And so it would be like taking an antibiotic and maybe you have a 10-day supply, but maybe you want to crunch it down into 8 days. And that's really not how it's meant to be taken, right? So same thing with the vaccine. We haven't really studied it before that 8 month mark. And as a result, I would say, even if you are, for whatever reason, given the opportunity beforehand, I personally would hold off, because the research and the data and the science says if that 8 month mark is when we should start considering it.
What about mixing and matching different types of vaccines?
So the first thing to kind of make sure everyone knows is that it is the Moderna and the Pfizer that are recommended for the booster shot at the 8 month mark. Now, we're expecting that there's going to be a recommendation for Johnson & Johnson as well. But if we recall, Johnson & Johnson was administered in the U.S. after Moderna and Pfizer. So we're not coming across anybody at the 8 month mark yet. So we'll see. So to answer your question, the research, once again, has only been within the same manufacturer's vaccine. So it is heavily advisable to stay within your line. So if you receive Moderna, please try to get the Moderna vaccine again. If you received Pfizer, try to get Pfizer again. Now, if your hands are tied behind your back and, you know, there is just no opportunity to receive the same manufacturer's vaccine line, then yes, you can receive the other manufacturer's vaccine, but just know in the back of your head that that's not how the science was structured. And so not to say that it's unsafe, but it's just unstudied.
There's no doubt that there's been some polarization around the vaccine. What would you expect when this does become available to the masses here? Are we going to see those long vaccine lines like we did at the start of them being available to the public?
You know, at the start, it was a limited resource. So as a limited resource, you can understand that we want to make sure that we had vaccinated the highest risk population first. You wanted to make sure that you were in those communities and you had the distribution line to reach those communities. I think now, knowing that the vaccine is available at pharmacies, at primary care offices, some specialist offices, hospitals, clinics, I don't expect to see the lines like we did before, just because I believe that our distribution channels are much more robust than they were at the outset of the administration.
Outstanding. Anything else that you want to add about this that's kind of top of mind for you as a physician?
You know, I do want to say, and I don't want to be polarizing about it all, I want people to make the best decision for themselves and for their families. I will say that the vaccine has been very well studied across ethnicities, across high-risk disease patterns, across the healthy, different ages. And we are seeing that this vaccine, regardless of the manufacturer, has been highly effective. And so I do support that people make the best decision for them. And it is okay to proceed with that third booster, because we really are seeing that the number of people getting affected with COVID have gone down tremendously since the vaccine first became available to the population.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.